Verse 5. Service rendered by an intermediate devotee to the three kind of Vaishnavas. Krishneti yasya grintam mansa driyet dikshasti chet pranatibhisham bhajantamisham shushushya bhajan vigyam ananyam ananye nindadi shunyam hridim ipsit sanga labdaya. Translation. One who takes Krishna Nam just once by calling out, O Krishna, is a neophyte devotee, Kanishta Adhikari. One should consider him to be his family member and silently respect him. One who, fully understanding the principle of Diksha, has accepted initiation from a qualified guru and performs bhajan of Bhagwan in accordance with the Vaishnava conventions, is an intermediate devotee, Madhyam Adhikari. One should respect such a devotee who is endowed with the correct understanding of reality and illusion by offering pranams unto him and so forth. One who is conversant with the science of bhajan as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vaishnava scriptures and who perform exclusively bhajan of Sri Krishna is a Mahabhagavat devotee. Due to his undeviating absorption in Krishna, the pure heart of such a devotee is free from faults such as tendency to criticize others. He is expert in bhajan, meaning that he mentally renders service, manas seva, to Sri Radha Krishna's pastimes which take place during the 8th segment of the day, Ashtakalya Leela. Knowing him to be a topmost devotee, whose heart is established in the particular mood of service to Sri Radha Krishna, for which one aspires, and who is affectionately disposed towards oneself, one should honor him by offering dandavat pranams, pranipat, making relevant inquiry, pariprashna, and rendering service, seva, with great love. Updesh Prakashika Tika. This verse gives instruction on Sarup Siddha Bhakti. We should respectfully offer pranams to those who have accepted initiation from a qualified guru. In all ways, we should lovingly serve those who perform exclusively bhajan of Sri Krishna by manas seva and who are expert in the procedure of worshipping Krishna's Ashtakali Leela, knowing them to be the most desirable association. The meaning of exclusively bhajan is to be solely devoted to the worship of Sri Radha Krishna in Braj, without attachment for Lakshmi Narayan or other incarnations of Bhagwan. It says in Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that amongst the exclusive devotees of the many different incarnations of Bhagwan, those whose hearts have been stolen by Sri Nanda Nandan are the best, because even the favor of the master of Lakshmi, Sri Narayan, cannot attract their minds. Because such exclusive devotees are forever alert to cultivate bhakti in the company of those topmost devotees who are expert in relishing devotional mallows, rasika, as well as being like-minded and affectionate, their hearts are always free from contaminations, such as the tendency to criticize others. Knowing these topmost devotees to be the topmost desirable association, one should respect them mentally, offer pranam unto them, and render service to them with great love. Another meaning of this verse can be given. One should respect within the mind those who have accepted initiation from a qualified guru and chant Krishna Nam. One should respect those who have accepted initiation from a bona fide spiritual master, Sadguru, who have developed an understanding of Sambandha Gyan and who perform bhajan purely by offering pranams to them and so forth. The best devotees are those who are devoid of the tendency to blaspheme others and who, being exclusively devoted to Sri Radha Krishna, are forever alert to render service mentality to their Ashtakalya Leela. Knowing such devotees to be established in the particular mood of service to Sri Radha Krishna, for which one aspires, to be affectionately disposed towards oneself, and to be the topmost association, one should honor them in all respects by offering Dandavat Pranams, Pranipat, making relevant inquiry, Pariprashna, and rendering service, Seva, with great affection. One should understand the eminence of Vaishnavas according to this gradation. In the original verse by Sri Rupa Goswami, the word Adi means and so forth has been used after the word Ninda, which means to criticize. We should understand this to indicate envy, aggression, and other faults which generally accompany the tendency to criticize others. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25.24, Kapil Dev says, Te eta sadhava sadvi sarva sanga vivarjita sangas teshav atha te prarthaya sanga dosha harahiti. O sadvi, virtuous lady, the only desirable association is that of pure-hearted sadhus who always remain aloof from all varieties of bad association. By the influence of their association, the contaminations occurred through bad association can be eradicated. Piyush Varshani Vritti. According to the instructions given in this verse, as long as a sadhak remains within the Madhyamadhikar stage, he is obliged to render service to devotees. The topmost devotee, Uttam Bhakta, sees all living entities with equal vision. Therefore, he doesn't discriminate between devotees and non-devotees. The intermediate devotee, Madhyam Bhakta, is one who sincerely endeavors to perform bhajan. This fifth verse indicates how Madhyam devotees should behave towards the topmost class of devotees. If one remains aloof from the association of men who are attached to women, non-devotees and sense enjoyers, their faults will not come within him. Still, understanding neophyte devotees, Kanishta Bhakta, to be ignorant due to their lack of knowledge of Sambandha Tattva, the Madhyam devotee should be merciful to them. Hearing such neophyte devotees uttering Krishna Nam, a Madhyam devotee will respect them within his mind. If a Kanishta devotee accepts initiation and engages in Hari Bhajan, a Madhyam devotee will show him respect by offering pranams to him. Understanding the association of Mahabhagavad Vaishnavas who are free from the tendency to criticize others to be the most beneficial, one should honor them by rendering service to them. This service alone is the root cause of all spiritual perfections. Anuvritti. In Bhakti Sandarbha 868, Sri Jiva Goswami defines a procedure known as Vaishnav Diksha in the following statement. Divya Gyan Yato Dadat Kurjat Papasya Sankshayam Tasma Diksheti Sa Prokta Deshikas Tattva Kovida. That process which bestows transcendental knowledge, Divya Gyan, and destroys sinful desires for material sense enjoyment is called Diksha by learned authorities in the Absolute Truth. One should silently respect a devotee who, knowing that Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna Nam are non-different and transcendental, and that Sri Nam alone is the supreme object of worship and bhajan, takes exclusive shelter of Krishna Nam and is devoted to chanting. Although the mantras which the disciple receives at the time of Diksha consist entirely of Sri Nam, the names which form the basis of those mantras are endowed with specific knowledge of the disciple's relationship with the Lord. Without taking shelter of Harinam, one cannot become Harijan or a member of Krishna's family. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu determined the gradation in Vaishnavas through showing the gradation in their faith in Harinam. One who has chanted Krishna Nam just once is a Kanishta Vaishnav. One who constantly chants Krishna Nam is a superior Madhyam Vaishnav. The topmost Vaishnav, Uttam or Mahabhagavat, is he at the mere sight of whom others automatically begin chanting Krishna Nam. One should respect the Kanishta Vaishnav within one's mind. One should respect the Madhyam Vaishnava by offering pranam to him and so forth. Knowing the Uttam Vaishnava to be the topmost devotee who is established in the particular mood of service to Radha Krishna, for which one inspires, and to be affectionately disposed towards oneself, one should serve him with great love. 1. Because the Mahabhagavat devotees see everything as being related to Krishna, they see all living entities with equal vision. Like Madhyam Adhikari devotees, they are intent on performing bhajan, and like Kanishtha Adhikari devotees, they are devoted to chanting Harinam. 2. Madhyam Adhikaris possess prema for Sri Krishna, and they respect the three levels of Vaishnavas, Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishtha, by rendering service, offering pranam, and offering respect within the mind respectively. They always endeavor to turn the living entities who are averse to Krishna towards Him. They are indifferent to those who are inimical to Him. They do not see all living entity with equal vision as the Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagavat devotee do. If they fraudulently imitate the Mahabhagavat devotee, they will very quickly fall down from their position. 3. The Kanishtha Adhikari devotees take full shelter of the chanting of Sri Krishna Nam, knowing it to be supremely beneficial. But they don't realize that the position of the Madhyam Adhikari is above their present position and that they should strive to reach that position at some time in the future. Sometimes the Kanishtha Adhikari falls down due to considering himself a guru. Therefore, carefully giving appropriate respect to the Uttam devotees, they should take full shelter of Sri Nam.